Greetings. Everybody say hallelujah. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know what hallelujah means? Hallelujah means highest praise.
Highest praise. Hallelujah 是什么意思吗? Hallelujah 就是至高的赞美。
Not long ago, when I worked, I would make, every other week I would travel. I had an airline flight.
以前我工作的时候, 每隔一个礼拜我就必须要出差,
I would travel to Dallas-Fort Worth many times, and then sometimes from there a connecting flight to Las Vegas for business.
我常常要飞到德州的达拉斯，在那边转机，有的时候又会经过拉斯维加斯。
So out of Peoria Airport, I was traveling from Peoria on a small plane to Dallas-Fort Worth.
我从毕城的机场出发，是小飞机，然后到德州的达拉斯机场。
The flight was uneventful. However, in the middle of the flight, the captain came on the speaker.
一开始这个飞行是很平顺的，然而飞行到一半的时候，那个驾驶员把麦克风打开了。The
captain said that we have one of our engines has a mechanical problem.
驾驶员说，我们飞机的引擎之一有机械问题。This
is a small plane. There's three seats in every row.
这是一个很小型的飞机，每一排只有三个座位。Two
engines.
只有两个引擎。The
captain explained that we still have the other engine, and during his training, they trained for events like this to land.
驾驶员说，我们还有一个引擎在运作，他也说他受的训练当中，他也接受过训练来面对这样的情形。He
told us not to worry.
他告诉我们别担心。I
was in the second row thinking, oh boy, I don't have to have responsibilities about the exit row.
我坐在第二排的座位上，我心里想，还好我在这种情形下，我是没有任何责任的。And
so the captain also explained that because they had reported the incident, they would have to go through all the procedures.
驾驶员说，他们已经将这个情形报告上去了，他们会照着程序来做。Procedures
to prepare.
就是要有一些预备的程序。He
also explained that we would be landing in Arkansas, not Texas.
驾驶员说，我们将要在阿肯色州降落，而不是在德州。As
they started explaining, I soon realized that I did have a responsibility with the exit row.
当他们在解释这些程序的时候，我就理解到、体会到我在这个情况中，我还是有我的责任。The
flight attendant opened her three-ring binder and was going meticulously through every step.
空服员把他的那个讲义夹打开来，然后很仔细的跟大家解说每一个步骤。
In the event that she could not open the door, the passenger would open the door.
如果空服员不能够把这个门打开，逃生门打开，那乘客就需要把这个门打开。In
the event she could not open the door, the passenger could not open the door, I would be opening the door.
如果他不能打开，其他的乘客不能打开，那我就要打开那个门。
I remember some of the steps. First, look out the window to see if there's fire. If there's fire, don't open the door.
我记得这些程序其中说到，首先你要往窗外看，看有没有火，着火。如果着火的话，你就不要开门。
And then my responsibility is when they're opening the door, I would block the aisle so no one would rush the door.
我记得我的责任就是当，他们在打开那个逃生门的时候，我必须要，站在走廊当中拦阻，以免有人，太焦急了，一涌而上想要逃生。
In moments like this, it's so comforting to know a savior.
在这样的一个时刻下，我觉得是非常安慰的。我知道我有一个救主。
We know our Savior. We know where we're going.
我们认识我们的救主，我们也知道我们将会往哪里去。
And of course, in prayer, prayerfully, you talk to the Lord.
当然，在这种情况下，我就是轻声的祷告，向主说话。
The flight was uneventful. I only noticed one jolt.And that must have been when the engine was shut down.
这个飞行本来是很平顺的，但是后来这个一个其中一个引擎，出现问题，就不工作了。
So with all of that, prayerfully, talked to the Lord, dedicated my life, humbled myself before the Lord.
我就是向主祷告，谦卑自己，把我自己的生命交给主。
And prayed for the other passengers.
我也为其他的乘客们祷告。
We safely landed in Arkansas.
最终，我们是很平安的在阿肯色州降落。
There's a few scriptures that I reference. There's a verse in Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 25.
有一些经文在箴言三章二十五节说
，There it says, "Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh."
箴言说，我们不要惧怕突然来的惊恐。恶人受害的时候，我们也不要害怕。也不要奇怪。
Also another verse, God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind.
另外有一处经文说，神所给我们的不是胆怯的心，而是乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
So in times of testing, in the natural there might be fear, but in the spiritual,God hath not given us the spirit of fear.
所以在受考验的时刻里面，我们很自然的会感觉到恐惧害怕，但是神并不是给我们一颗恐惧的心。
You too probably have your scriptures, different scriptures to think about.
你可能也会想到其他的一些不同的经文。
Sometimes we try to explain things.Which is very difficult to explain.
有的时候我们想要解释一些事情，当然这些事情并不是很容易解释的。
I like Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11.
我很喜欢一节经文是在传道书第九章十一节。
It's good to read the whole chapter. It gives a lot of understanding.
最好是能够读整章，我们才能够有得到比较完全丰富的理解。
The last part of the verse I want you to notice, it says, "But time and chance happeneth to them all."
在传道书第九章十一节最后一句话是说，然而所临到众人的乃是当时的机会。
Time and chance.
时间和机会。
This can help us understand sometimes. Because sometimes you ask, where is God? Or there might be a tragic event. Where is God? Or I'm on this airline flight. Where is God?
时间和机会。这个时候这个可以帮助我们来理解一些事情。然而我们遇到一些悲剧性的事情的时候，危机的时候，我们常常会想神在哪里呢？就像我在飞机上的时候遇到那个引擎故障，我们会想神在哪里呢？
So we'll look at some things, some questions, like who, what, where, why, when, where is God?
所以今天我们就要来思考一些问题，面对一些问题，就是神在哪里，什么时候，什么为什么等等这些问题。
So this message is for the believer and the unbeliever. You would ask, where is God?
所以今天的信息是为基督徒和非基督徒准备的，都一样，我们都会问这些问题，神在哪里？
Also the message to lay some foundation, I want to talk about this word contrite, contrite.
同时今天的信息我也希望能够打下这样一个基础，是关于痛悔这个概念，这个词。
Contrite means that you're regretful, sorrowful, broken in spirit, because there's a sense of sin.
后悔，痛悔是什么意思呢？就是说很后悔，难过，因为感觉有罪而淋漓破碎。
And point number two, it says thoroughly penitent, which speaks of, and it also talks about humbly. So it speaks of humility.
另外一个解释呢，就是说忧伤痛悔而崩溃，是深深的完全的因为忧愁而感受到这种忧愁，因为得罪了神，是一种谦卑彻底的忏悔。
So I wanted to cover this word contrite to know what that is. You humble yourself, you're contrite before the Lord, you're humble before God.
所以我希望大家都能够明白这个痛悔这个词的意义，我们都需要在神面前谦卑，都需要在神面前痛悔。
Now, here we have the account of Simon Peter. And the Lord spoke to Simon, 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 behold, Satan has desired to have you.That he may sift you as wheat.
在这里有一段记载，是主对西门彼得所说的话。主又说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。”
Now, sift you as wheat. If I wanted to get the grain out of that wheat, I would pound it.
谈到筛麦子，如果我想从麦穗中得到这个麦子这个谷粒，我必须要把这个谷子击打这个谷子。
I would rub it, and the hulls, the husk would fall off.
所以那个麦子的谷壳就会掉下来，被击打以后就掉下来。
Today in the big equipment.That's exactly what it does to wheat when you're harvesting.
如今有特别的设备来这个能够得到筛麦子。
If you were doing it by hand, you would take the wheat and pound it and rub it.
如果我们把麦穗放在手里，我们可以用力压它，把它那个壳打碎。
It would be crushed.
然后麦子就会被压碎。
Jesus goes on to give Peter a precious promise directly to Peter. Now, in the first verse, it says, Satan hath desired to have you.
接下来主耶稣又给彼得一个很好的一个应许。在第一节里面他是提到说撒旦想要击打你，像筛麦子一样。
In that verse 31, he says, you, meaning he was speaking to all the disciples there.
请大家注意，在三十一节，主耶稣所说的“你们”，他指的是这个话也是对所有的跟随者说的。
So Satan desired not just for Peter, but all of the disciples.
所以撒旦想要对付的并不只是西门彼得，而是指耶稣所有的门徒。
But the Lord gave Peter a special promise directly to him.
然而主耶稣特别对西门彼得有一个很可贵、很宝贵的应许。
So in verse 32, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not.
在三十二节，主耶稣说：“我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。”
So the there is singular. It's you singular.
三十一节讲的你们复数，三十二节这里讲的是你是一个单数。
He was speaking directly to Peter.
主耶稣就是单单对西门彼得所说的。
And he says, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
主耶稣说，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
So he prayed, he said, Peter, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
所以主耶稣只对彼得说，你不要失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
And you know the account.Peter, when challenged three times, denied the Lord three times.
我们知道圣经上有这样的记载，当主耶稣被卖的那夜，彼得的信心接受三次的挑战。
Here in Luke 22, verse 60, we'll skip to verse 60.
在路加福音二十二章里面有这样的记载，我们可能会省略。这个第六十节
Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew.
我们来看这个第六十节彼得所说的。他说，我不晓得你说的是什么。正说话之间，鸡就叫了。
So here we have it.In Luke 22, verse 61, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord.
我们继续看在路加福音二十二章第六十一节，主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话。
He remembered how the Lord said, before the cock crow,Thou shalt deny me thrice, three times.
他想起主对他说的，今日鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
Peter failed.
彼得失败了。
And Peter, in verse 62, went out and wept bitterly.
在第六十二节，我们看到彼得他就出去痛哭。
That goes along with the word contrite.
这一节所形容的就是就是我们所说的痛悔。
So, what a precious promise.
这是多么宝贵的一个应许啊。
So, where is God? What circumstances?
所以我们要来问这个问题，神在哪里呢？在什么样的情况之下呢？
In life, there's a variety of circumstances.
有许许多多的情况。
Sometimes difficult or fearful circumstances.
有时候我们会遇到很困难，或者是很令人害怕的情况。
Sometimes a trial of faith.
有的时候我们遇到的情况是我们信心的试炼。
Sometimes it's life. Time and chance happens to all.
有的时候呢，那在生活中我们会遇到一些时间机会，因为当时的时机而让我们面临到一些情况。
A key point to remember is point six, how to find God. Be contrite, humble yourself, pray.
最重要的一点呢，就是最后一个问题，我们如何去找到神，寻找神呢？那我们就是必须要痛悔，有痛悔的心，我们要谦卑自己，我们要祷告。
I like the songs that were selected. They were very good.
我非常欣赏今天我们诗歌敬拜时候所唱的诗歌。
Let's learn from Sarah's maid, Hagar.
现在让我们来从撒莱的使女夏甲身上学一点功课。
Abram had the promise of God that he would have children.
神允许亚伯兰说他会有孩子。
And yet he was up in years beyond the life of time of children.
然而他年纪老迈，过了生育的年龄的时候，他还是没有孩子。
So Sarai, gave Hagar, the maid, to Abram.
所以呢，撒莱就把他的使女夏甲给了他的先生亚伯兰。
So here you see it in...Verse Genesis 16:3, where Sarai took her maid, Hagar, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelled 10 years in the land of Canaan. I'm reading verse 3. And he gave her to be Abram's, to be his wife.
所以在创世纪十六章第三节我们看见。于是亚伯兰的妻子撒莱将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫为妾。那时亚伯兰在迦南已经住了十年了。
So one of the results of this is that Sarai was despised.
这件事情造成了后果之一就是撒莱受到轻视。
Here in verse 4, he went in unto her, unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes.
在16章第4节我们看见亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕，她见自己有孕，就小看她的主母。
There was a lack of respect there.
在这里我们看到夏甲没有敬重他的主母。
When Sarai saw this, we see in verse 5, Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee.
十六章第五节，撒莱对亚伯兰说：“我因你受屈，我将我的使女放在你怀中。她见自己有了孕，就小看我。愿耶和华在你我中间判断。”
There's lots to talk about in this account. In verse 6, but Abram said to Sarah, "Behold, thy maid is in thy hand."To do as to her as it pleaseth thee. And Sarai dealt hardly with her, and she fled from her face.
在这一段记载中有许多是值得我们讨论的。十六章第六节亚伯兰对撒莱说，侍女在你手下，你可以随意待她。 撒来苦待他，他就从撒来面前逃跑了。
So in this account, because of this being despised, Abram said, "Thy mate is in thy hand."
在这一段记载当中，我们看见撒来因为被使女小看，那亚伯兰就对他说，你的侍女是在你手下，你可以随意待她。
And Sarai was hard, difficult, was come down hard on Hagar.
然后撒来就苦待他的使女夏甲。
So Hagar fled, she took off.
夏甲呢，他就从撒来面前逃走了。
It's here we find in Genesis 16, verse 7, the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by a fountain in the way to Sur.
在十六章第七节，我们看见耶和华的使者在旷野舒尔的路上的水泉旁遇见夏甲。
There she was, all alone.
夏甲独自一人在那里。
The Lord there is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's the word for Jehovah, the Lord Jehovah.
这里面讲到耶和华的使者，在英文的版本里面，它四个这是主，这个耶和华的的写法是四个字母都是大写，就代表这就是耶和华神。
The Lord found her. The angel of the Lord found her.
耶和华的使者，也就是神自己，遇见了夏甲。
And spoke to her.
并且跟她说话。
Now notice the love. Notice the love. Don't miss it. Notice the love.
我们要注意看见这里有爱，神的爱，我们不要忽略了。
In verse 8, and he said to her, he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence comest thou? And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarah. Verse 8.
在十六章第八节，主对撒来说，撒来的使，主对夏甲说，撒来的使女夏甲，你从哪里来？要往哪里去？夏甲说，我从我的主母撒来面前逃出来。
So the angel of the Lord found her, knew who she was, knew her name, knew that she was the maid.
所以主的使者找到夏甲，他知道夏甲是谁，他的身份。
The angel of the Lord called her Sarai's maid.
主的使者这样称呼她，撒来的使女夏甲。
And spoke to her gently, comforting, with great love.
主的使者对夏甲温柔的说话来安慰她。
And also told her what to do.
并且告诉她要怎么做。
In verse 9, Genesis 16:9, And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands.
在十六章第九节，我们看见耶和华的使者对他说，你回到你主母那里，服在他手下。
So, good advice. And Hagar did this, we learn.
所以我们在这里看见一个很好的建议，夏甲也就从善如流。
Also in the account, there's a few verses in there, but also in verse 11, where the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son. Thou shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction.
我们在这一段记叙中又看到在十六节，那耶和华的使者并且是这样说，你如今怀孕要生一个儿子，可以给他起名叫以实玛利，因为耶和华听见了你的苦情。
So yes, she will have a child, but not just a child, she'll have a son. She'll have a son.
是的，夏甲怀孕了，她将要生下一个孩子，而且是儿子。
And Ishmael, the name of that child, is a precious name. It means, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction.
这个孩子要被取名叫以实玛利，这是一个很宝贵的名字，因为它意思是说，耶和华听见了你的苦情。
That's the name Ishmael.
这就是以实玛利这个名字的意义。
You sometimes forget, but we know the Lord hears our affliction.
有时候我们好像会忘记，然而我们必须要知道，主一定会垂听，明了我们的苦情。
Now I'm skipping down to verse 13. There's other things there to go and study. There's more to the story than we'll cover today. But in verse 13, we have Hagar and her response.
我们继续往下看，我们会省略一些。这一段继续是有很多丰富的内容，我们可以，但是我们今天不能完全的一一提及。我们来看十三节。
In verse 13, and she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seeth me. Thou God seeth me.
十三节，夏甲就称那对他说话的耶和华为看顾人的神，看顾人的神。
And kind of notice, she says, the Lord that spake unto her.
我们在这里看见，这个夏甲对那个对他说话的神，
It could be, it was actually the angel of the Lord was actually Jesus himself there. It could be.
这里我们夏甲所遇见神的使者，有两种解释，一个是很可能就是神所差遣的使者，另外一种就是很可能是主耶稣他自己。
Because she said, the name of the Lord that spake unto her.
因为他就称那对他说话的神。
So it was the Lord that spake to her. So it could have been, it could be the Lord himself, Jesus.
因为是神对他说话，在这里的记载，所以很有可能神的使者就是主耶稣他自己。
Now who is this Hagar? Does she have a testimony? Yes. Look at the last part of the verse. She says, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me?
这位夏甲是谁呢？他竟然有这，他也有这样的见证。就在十三节的后半，我们看见，他因而说，在这里我也看见那看顾我的吗？
She was in Abram's house.She knew Abram's God.
夏甲生活在亚伯兰的家里，她当然也知道亚伯兰的神。
And Hagar says, have I also here looked after him that seeth me?
夏甲在这里说，在这里我也看见那看顾我的吗？
That's her testimony.
这就是夏甲的见证。
She knew God.
她认识神。
What a precious account. We can learn from Hagar.
这是多么宝贵的一段记载。我们可以从夏甲身上来学功课。
And we learn, Thou God seest me.
我们所从夏甲身上学到的功课就是神是看顾我的神。
A name for God.
这是神的一个名称。
So back to the outline. Thus, what circumstances, trials of faith, time and chance? Who is God? We learn from Hagar here in point number 3.
那我们回来看我们今天信息的大纲。我们讲到在怎么样的情况之下呢？有的时候是信心的试炼。那神是谁呢？我们可以从夏甲身上学到。神是看顾我们的神。
Point number 3, Hagar gave us a beautiful name. Thou God seeth me.
在这里我们看见夏甲给神起了一个非常美妙的一个名称。神就是看顾我的神。
He would say in point number 4, when? In life circumstances, in life situations. Because the Lord hath heard thy affliction.
我们来看看是在什么时候发生这些事情呢？就是在生活的情形当中，因为神已经听见你的苦情。
The Lord hath heard thy affliction. That's the name. Remember the name Ishmael? The Lord hath heard thy affliction.
神已经听见你的苦情了。我们还记得以实玛利这个名字吗？这个名字的意义就是神已经听见你的苦情。
You would ask why in point number 5.
你可能会接着问为什么呢？
God expresses his love for us.
神在很多情况下表达他对我们的爱。
Remember the love, how God, the angel of the Lord, spoke to Hagar?
是否记得我们刚刚读过的神的使者对夏甲说话所表达的爱呢？
Remember the love that Jesus expressed to Peter?
是否还记得主耶稣对彼得说话应许所表达的爱呢？
And the precious promise that the Lord gave to Peter, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not.
记得主耶稣给彼得的一个宝贵的应许，就是说我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
And we learn also in point 6, how to find God, be contrite.Humble yourself. Pray.
在第六个问题，如何寻找神呢？我们也学习到，我们需要痛悔，有一颗痛悔的心，我们要谦卑自己，我们要祷告。
Now, let's look at another example of tragic circumstances.
现在让我们再来看一个悲剧中的一个情形。
Tragic circumstances in Scripture.
也就是圣经中所记载的一个悲剧的发生。
In Luke 13, verse 4.
在路加福音13章第四节。
And here you have ye, which is plural, means you, all of you.
在这里主耶稣所讲话的对象是指着多数的你们。
The Lord was speaking here.
主耶稣在这里说话。
In verse 4, of those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwell in Jerusalem?
路加福音13章第4节，从前希罗亚楼倒塌了，压死18个人，你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？
So sometimes when tragedy falls, you think, well, that's because they were sinners, you know, that, whatever. But Jesus says, no.
有的时候我们看见悲剧的发生，我们可能会以为，哦，因为他们是罪人，他们罪有应得。然而主耶稣在这里说，并不是这样的。
And in verse 5, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all.Likewise, perish.
在第五节，主耶稣说：“我告诉你们，不是的， 你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
So Jesus changed the focus to around everybody, saying, "You shall also likewise perish."
所以我们看见主耶稣把话题转移，话题的焦点从西罗亚的这个事件转移到所有人，就是说我们都会不悔改都要面临灭亡。
But the key is in verse 5, except you repent. Repentance is important.
最重要的一个经节就是第五节，说你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡，所以我们需要悔改。
This account reminds me of Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11, but time and chance happeneth to them all.
路加福音这一段记载让我想到传道书第九章十一节里面所说的，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
When I was on the airline flight, it was time and chance that I was there.
当我在搭乘那班引擎故障的飞机时，就是有当时的一个时机才会让我搭上这个飞机。
Possibly also a test of faith too.
很有可能的也是神要来试炼我的信心。
So let's look at the summary again. Where is God?
现在让我们再一起来看看这些一个大纲的总结。神在哪里呢？
In difficult or fearful circumstances, trials of faith.
在困难甚至可怕的情况之下，在信心试炼的时候，
or life in general, time and chance.
或者是说生活中一般的各种情形，也就是当时的时机。
Study Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
就像传道书九的九章十一节所说的。
We learn a name for God. In point number 2, thou God seest me.
我们也学习到神的名，神是谁，神就是那看顾我的神。
And we also learn this precious name meaning of Ishmael.
同时我们也学习到这一个非常宝贵的名字的意义，以实玛利这个名字。
In point number 4, the Lord hath heard thy affliction.
因为在第四点讲到什么时候呢，就是主耶稣说他已经看见夏甲的苦情，这就是以实玛利这个名字的意义。
Why?
为什么呢？
Where is God?
神在哪里？
Why?
为什么？
Point number 5, God expresses his love.
第五点，神要表达他的慈爱。
Remember the love that the Lord and how he spoke to Hagar?
是不是还记得神的使者对夏甲说话？
Even God in the garden, when Adam and Eve fell, God came in the garden. Gently he called, Adam, where art thou?
我们可以回想到当初在伊甸园里，当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，神还是来寻找亚当，问他说，亚当你在哪里？
God was the one who was sinned against.
Can you repeat it?
God was sinned against in the Garden of Eden. They sinned against God.
在伊甸园的时候，亚当夏娃犯罪得罪了神。
But God spoke in love, kindly. Adam, where art thou?
然而我们看见神对亚当说话是充满了慈爱，他说，亚当你在哪里？
Such love for Adam, such love for Eve.
这里我们看见神对亚当夏娃的慈爱。
So why? Because God...It's an opportunity for God to express his love
所以我们问为什么呢？这件事情发生，这也是一个机会，神能够表达他对我们的爱。
So how to find God?
如何寻找神呢？
Be contrite.
我们必须忧伤痛悔。
Humble yourself. Pray.
我们要谦卑虚己，我们要祷告。
So, in the other account, for the believer and unbeliever, it's important that we repent.
在其他的记载当中，不管是基督徒或是非基督徒，我们对我们来讲都是很重要的，我们必须要悔改。
Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish.
路加福音十三章第三节，主耶稣说：我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
The wages of sin is death.
我们知道罪的工价就是死。
Now there's a couple scriptures here in Psalm 34, verse 18.
我们在这里还可以分享一些其他的经文，在诗篇三十四章十八节。
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit.
诗篇三十四章十八节，耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
The Lord is nigh, he's near.
神是很靠近的。
And a broken heart, that speaks of contrite. It actually says contrite spirit.
这里讲说耶和华靠近伤心的人，伤心的人就是指忧伤痛悔的人。
And the Lord saves.
神会拯救这样的人。
Also, we read in Isaiah 55, verse 6.
我们也接下来看以赛亚书五十五章第六节。
Seek ye the Lord, while he may be found. Call ye upon him, while he is near.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
When it says call ye, that's plural, speaking to everyone.
这一段经文是对所有人说的。说 要所有的人都来寻求神。
And call ye means pray.
求告神是什么意思呢？就是祷告。
So we seek and pray.
所以我们要寻找神，我们要祷告，向神祷告。
And that's a message for everyone.
这是为所有人都适用的一个信息。
While he is near.
当神很靠近我们的时候
Thou God seest me.
当我们趁神还是可以寻找的时候
Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
以赛亚书五十五章第七节，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他，当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
So there it speaks of repentance, a change of heart.
在这里讲到的悔改就是一个心意的转变。
And turn to God.
我们要离弃罪，转向神。
God will have mercy.
神必怜悯。
And he will abundantly pardon.
神会很丰富的、很广行赦免。
Pardon means forgive. He forgives.
神会原谅我们，赦免我们。
So we can reflect on the message, perhaps in the audience or in.The people hearing the message, maybe you're going through a difficult time.
所以现在让我们来反省思想一下今天的信息，也许我们当中有人是否现在就正在处于一个很困难让你惧怕的一个情况当中。
Maybe you're going through a trial of your faith.
也许你正在经历神所给你的一个信心的考验。
Or a time of testing.
或是正处于一个面临考验的时刻。
You're living life, it's just life in general.
或者是你生活中的一般所有的情况，都是在面临困难考验。
The message is, Thou God seeth me.
我今天的信息就是，我们神是看见你的苦情的神。
We can reflect and take our, be contrite, humble yourself.
我们可以思想反省，我们要痛悔，悔改，我们要谦虚。
And the Lord will abundantly pardon.
我们知道神必广行赦免。
The Lord will see your affliction and undertake.
神会看见你的苦情，并且会帮助你。
So let's thinking of those things, and reflecting on how things are today, or perhaps your fellow believers, or others you know.
当我们思想这些情形、这些状况，也许是我们自己，或是我们所认识的人所面临的情况。
We'll pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
我们就要祷告，就像在马太福音第六章第九节，主耶稣教导我们的祷告。
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine.
愿主耶和华赐福于你，保护你，愿主的脸光照你。
Shine upon you, and may the Lord give you peace.
愿耶和华赐你平安。
Amen.
Amen.